there needs to be a balance. Joe? How hard would, can you sit where you're at and just pass them? Okay, let's get them back that way so we don't have to. Great. Very good. I knew we could get that done pretty quick. We have a group of entrepreneurs here. Get it done. Okay. So let's do this. Turn to page 5. And the model of page 5, as the circles, any of you that have read Good to Great know there's a whole very in-depth study on the importance of that model where there's overlap. That's what those circles are representing, is overlap of skills. And that's on page 5 in your handbook. Okay, so basic core skills that everyone needs are basic people skills, communications ability, and this is not in your book. This is just basic core skills that are critical, that tie into talents like technical or managerial or entrepreneurial. And then time management. These are the three basic realities that all of us in any kind of a business relationship must have. They're not optional. If we're, absolutely. Time management, communication skills, and people skills. These are core skills that are a must. That
core.
See up on top? Core. Okay. Yes.
Are these things that you see we need to have individually or that we can supplement our personal skills?
No, I think these are skills you all need to have. These aren't optional. You don't, if you're lacking people skills, you need to develop them. They're all developable. Just like we're born with these, we develop them. Or if we're not paying attention, we need to. So that's what this is about. So people skills, communication skills, and time management. Okay. So we think people, we expect quality. And we plan for results. These are basic core skills that we all need to work on, improve upon, develop, expand. Am I blocking anybody? But sometimes I get over to block the screen. Okay, basic core skills. Now, as you've gone through and you've marked down your own skills. You've marked down and you've written about things that you've accomplished that are good. Now, these are hats for success over in Provo of speaking to many entrepreneurs, and these are the things they said. There were habits that helped them be a success, and from a wide variety of businesses. Some of them that were small and very successful, some of them were very large and very successful, and everything in between. These are the habits they said represent in their business career. So, first of all, the ability to get along with people. Those are employees and customers. This is a must, that there's honesty, sincerity, and reliability. Look, we've already listed a lot of these in our startup here. These are habits responsible for success. And when you ask people, what do you attribute your success to? These are the kinds of responses. Available to supervise, like we said up here, flexibility, teachable, recognizing that we learn from each other. And when we work on a team, we listen to other people's ideas. We don't discount one's view. We're there. We're accessible mentally and looking and receptive of ideas and information. And certainly nothing replaces hard work. If anyone goes into a business because they say, or they think, you know, I've worked where I've worked for all this time and they make me work so hard, I work so many hours and all this, I'm looking for a relief. I want to start my own business so I don't have to do that anymore. Is that going to work?
No.
Having your own business has a lot of benefits, and I'm certainly an advocate of that. But if you're doing it to get out of work, it's probably not going to work. To start a business is hard work. And to own your own business is hard work. It has lots of benefits because you can control some of that hard work, when it happens and how it happens, all kinds of good things. But if you think you're starting a business to get out of hard work, that's not going to work. Okay, someone that has the ability, this is personally and in a business, they have the ability to manage their own personal finances and watch expenses. There's so many ways to have money to slip through our hands personally and in our business. And if we have the skills to watch expenses, that's what we're all looking for at the end of our hard work is profit. And there's just no getting around it. That's what business is for, is profit. It's not a bad word. It's not a negative. I remember in our class with our first semester at BYU where we're introducing the people, and I'm introducing the program, kind of like what we've introduced here today, only different there than here. And we had this sweet little gal from Seoul, Korea, and she looked at me and she spoke very brokenly. She says, "Mr. Simcox, you say if we work hard and do these things, we will have success and be rich. And back home, rich men are bad men. Do I have to be a bad woman to be rich?" And that was a great question and very interesting and led to a lot of good discussion with the class. And the fact of the matter is, profits are not a bad word. Someone thinks it's bad to be profitable. That's not, they're off base somewhere, because that's what, everywhere we work, everything we do, there has to be an exchange of goods and services for some kind of a reward. And in our monetary system, it's our currently very devalued dollar that goods and services gets exchanged for. So watch expense so we can be profitable. Habits for success, a successful personality, the ability to influence people and help people be better than what they normally would be without your supervision and your leadership and your interaction with them. That's the personality we're talking about for Habits for Success. Professional skills, we have to always be looking to improve our skills and improve our training and upgrade ourselves. That's the investment we all need to be constantly making with ourselves so that we're providing the higher level of skills in whatever we're doing or trying to accomplish. Creativity, that was in here, yes. Habits for Success, being creative. You can be creative financially, you can be creative in marketing, you can be creative in identification of building a brand so people have something that reminds them of who you are. I remember our marketing gal, it always used to kind of be a hard thing to accept. All the money we spent on advertising in this market, and her view of that was it was strictly there to give name recognition. So isn't it bringing to say business? Well, indirectly it is. But it's giving name recognition so that when the thought comes into someone's mind they want a diamond, and there's a recognition with a name that they've heard, then they're out in the marketplace looking, they see it, and that's a recognition. That's where all that money we were spending made it work. So that creative process of accomplishing that is quite simple, but it needs to be done right to be successful. So creativity is key. Pride in quality, pride in being on time, pride in keeping promises and being dependable, and pride in being able to produce all of these every day with everyone. That's the pride we're looking for. Okay, then here's the the entrepreneurial pyramid. This is just another version. It's not in your book. This is just another version of what you have in your circles. This was the first model of our beta test. We did it, then we switched it to this one you have in your book. So it's just in our plan that way. Okay, we've gone past what we should have here, probably because I made the mistake of not saying 1 minute and sticking to it with our introductions, so that took some time. Anyway, you've addressed some things. You know, hopefully you've learned some things about yourself, and you've thought a little bit. We've talked about the value of a plan. We went through the once upon a time story. So we think about that process. Now we're going to take a break. But before we take that break, we're going to assign you to a group. And when you finish your break, you're going to go and start working on a plan, a mock business plan for a lemonade stand. So let's turn your business, go over my business idea. Okay, let's see. Okay, so we've learned about the business, or the water story. Now we're going to go on to